said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Fuck you, Friday.
I don't like you.
People are angry today.
Just want to say, for the many people who want to fork the government, we've taken it as read. Fair enough.
Yeah. We're getting our vax rate and we're getting on with life. Yeah. And that's happening sooner rather than later. I'm going to say that. Absolutely.
Here we are.
It's happening sooner rather than later.
MJ. Oh, MJ, what do you want to fork?
I am really actually quite devastated. I'm pretty sad about it. And angry.
Do it.
I'm angry.
Good. We need you angry. What is it?
My missing thigh gap. I've lost it.
Yeah, lost her thigh gap.
Yeah.
And there's hills there. There's plenty of hills in Dover Heights to walk up
not
and down.
Enough.
But it's
really?
I know there's not enough. It's annoying.
Can you
They're
walk
annoying.
With your legs further apart? Is it possible?
No. I mean, Am I a cowgirl?
Am I a cowgirl?
Maybe you need to start riding horses around and the thigh gap will come back in there.
Just up old Southhead Road, MJ. That's you on horseback.
You know what? To all the missing thigh gaps, it's okay. Can I say you don't need a thigh gap. You need a smile on your face, and that's all you need. All right.
We'll give it to it, MJ. Give it to it, MJ.
Fuck you, missing thigh gap.
Grateful.
Fuck you.
Come on, mate. We don't. Yeah, some thigh gaps are never coming back.
Leave MJ. MJ, if wants the thigh gap, she can have one.
All right. I'm just saying, I don't need a thigh gap in my life.
Okay, but you're not MJ. You're not pounding the pavement.
I am pounding the pavement. I'm basically every day chafing. You know.
Every day I'm chafing.
All you need is some Vaseline, mate, to get you through your day. So that one thigh can slap against the other, and it can slide back and forth with Vaseline. Doing the job.
Good. Fresh insights. Fresh insights here. Rochelle, what do you want to fork?
I really want to fork. I like to sit down when it's my day off and have the door open, but I've got three beautiful dogs that I love, and every time a bird lands on the grass, they go crazy.
They go nuts, don't they?
Like, they go just mental.
Oh, they just cannot handle
it.
They can't handle, things that can fly just dropping into their area.
I get it.
And it shocks you, doesn't it? Because it comes from nowhere.
Yes.
You're like, what the hell happened?
All right, give it to him while Jack has a look, Rochelle.
Fuck you, doggies!
Just fuck get over
you.
It. Get over the birds that just come.
Marston Park, the all-time hero. What a legend.
That was me, was it?
Yeah.
One of our long-time listeners said he's never listening again after hearing that. That was good.
Today FM.
Last night I was on the couch with one of my dogs and my other dog was looking at me going, I want in. And I said, you're in as well. So the other one jumped up.
Mm-hmm.
Barkley, who has, he's not as issues? Jumping as well as he used to, but both on either side of me, two dogs.
There you go. Lovely.
One bone?
It's only one bone. There was no bone. No, there wasn't a bone. It wasn't a bone situation. No bones on the couch. That's what we say in the Hughes household.
No dice.
There was a dustbuster, though. I said, what's this? Anyway, that's another story. And then I opened the Daily Telly today, and page three, there's a beautiful photo of a dog, a chihuahua, Honey the chihuahua.
Mm.
And guess what Honey eats? Honey eats yogurt.
What?
Because
no.
Yeah. There's now you can go to the supermarket and you can get dog ice cream.
God.
You can get dog yogurt.
Stop it.
You can get all sorts of dog treats. You can get other stuff.
What's that on Honey's face?
Yogurt.
That's yogurt. Yeah, absolutely. Honey's.
Well, we know from the NRL that dogs like
white.
We know that from the NRL dogs like peanut butter.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Peanut butter actually it lengthens your life. So why wouldn't you encourage your dog to eat peanut butter any way you can, whether it's on celery or carrot sticks or any other, a cucumber maybe.
Let's just make sure that
I think
it's okay for dogs.
Well, it is.
I don't know. I think it gets stuck in their throat.
Peanut butter does.
It gets stuck on the palate, I believe.
So they can't eat peanut butter?
No, they just, it's like.
I don't know, mate. You've tried it, have you? You put peanut butter.
What?
No. Come on, guys. You know what? No, we're not experts in anything, in any field, even dancing.
I don't think that needs to be stated. I think that's very obvious.
But what are people feeding their dogs? The pandemic has meant that the people are at home all day. Their dogs are staring at them. So whenever you eat, your dog wants to eat.
Do you mean fancy treats? Do you mean people who are going above and beyond for their loved pets? Is that what you're asking here? Because I know there's people who put like microwave meals in for their dogs, like microwave liver and stuff. They go really overboard. A couple of sausage dogs. My wife's friend has a couple of sausage dogs that eat unbelievably well.
Well, as we know, my dog the other day wouldn't eat a microwave potato because it was beneath him.
Yes.
So he wanted roast potatoes. So what is your dog eating? That's the question we're asking.
Pussycats?
What's your pussycat eating?
Yeah, we're pets.
Yeah, any pets. We want the most well-fed, gourmet, caviar-esque fed pet.
Easy.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch-up.
As you would expect, people love their animals and are willing to spoil them.
Well, I mean, I just don't know whether it's necessary.
Do you want to talk about what your dog eats in the backyard?
Yeah, he was doing it again yesterday.
Yeah, go on.
He's eating... Oh, he's eating the cat poo. Yeah. It's just like...
He's so hungry and he's got nothing to eat, so he's gone, this is what I'm left with.
Come on, mate. It's disgusting. I'm like, why?
Do you know who'll be able to tell us what you're doing wrong? Here's lovely Lena. How many dogs do you have in your world, Lena?
6 dogs. I run the French Bulldog and Boston Terrier Rescue in New South Wales.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, well done. Real talk.
Now, Lena, I have 2 rescue dogs myself, Bubbles and Barkley, so... I know all about rescue dogs and, you're doing a great job. Well done.
Thank you. Well, I have 1 French bulldog that also likes to eat turds.
Okay, but that's... No,
French will make it cooler, wouldn't they? Yeah, some sort of hipster type situation.
The rest of them are all on different diets, pasta, mince. They all get Greek yogurt every day. They get a pill. Fish oil tablet.
Oh, my God.
Fish oil. That's a good idea for joints.
Yeah, fish oil.
And with shiny coats.
Yep, sardines.
sardines.
And on Sundays, they get barbecue chicken, so it's roast chicken dinner night.
Oh, goodness. A bit of red rooster on a Sunday. And what are they having on Greek yogurt on its own, or are they having that with pears or something? What are they having with the Greek yogurt?
So you just put it on top of their food. So with the big dogs that I have, they eat the mince, the pasta, then they get chicken necks, their fish oil, and on top of that, they get a big blob of Greek yogurt.
That's your 3-courser.
They get dessert.
That is your 3-courser. Well done, Lena.
Does their breath smell a bit?
No.
Are they allowed, lick your face? Do they lick your face?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of dog licking. Get licked by a dog is fun in the upstairs area, like just on the cheeks.
What's the lowest you'll go? Hips? Let's go to Suzanne.
Avoid nipples. Don't lick my nipples.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you've got yogurt on them, but that's not for you, honey. Suzanne, how many dogs? Hi, how many dogs?
I've got 2. I've got a schnoodle and a schnug called Stella and Spartacus.
Yeah.
Spartacus is a funny name.
Schnoodle and a schnug.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's a schnug?
It'll be
a pug.
A schnauzer pug.
I've never heard of schnug.
I've never heard of a schnug before.
Schnug.
I'm into it.
Like a little Ewok.
Yeah, cute. They may have breathing difficulties later on, but whatever. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, no worry about that. But
no breathing difficulties.
No breathing difficulties. No, but so no. What are you feeding them?
They eat the perfect bowl, and it's free range chicken, beef, or lamb, and it's
free range,
vegetables and superfoods.
Yeah, on the earth,
free range.
That's a human's meal.
Absolutely. You could eat what they're eating. Is that reasonable to say?
It is freezable, and you can defrost it. And
it's freezable.
This is an ad.
I think we've reached
an ad, which I like. Well done.
Are we going to move on to cats?
Yeah,
shall
let's do Alana. What's on the menu for the pussy cat?
He only eats eye fillet steak.
Yeah. Now, what if you give a lesser cut? What if you do another cut?
No, he doesn't eat it. He doesn't have a bar of it. He'll leave it there. Dessert, he only has organic vanilla ice cream. I've given him.
Yeah.
No, no. I've so given him like regular Buller ice cream, won't have a bar of it. Also fresh passion fruit.
Why don't eat Buller? Why don't eat any Buller? Buller is a great brand. I grew up on Buller. I'm angry now. That is, come on. What
have
are you doing?
Have you ever tried to give your cat like a piece of Devon or Berliner? Or...
No. I tried to give him actually turkey, Marsala turkey, which is pretty amazing because my kids eat it. But he won't have a bar of that. He likes to have fresh passion fruits cut in half and you have to hold it for him.
Fresh passion fruits.
I'm put it to you that you're not trying hard enough. You know?
No, can I put it
you're
to
too many options there.
Alana, basically. Can you take a video of the passion fruit and send it to us? We would have put it on our socials. That is hilarious.
Yeah, I will. I'll send you a video.
That is your cat.
Her
cat's a wanker, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Go on, MasterChef. Yeah, so it's all about, it's not all about, but a lot of it's about streaming services, I'm not going to lie. So Netflix and the rest of them, Stan, big fan of Stan.
Oh, I'm loving Stan.
Yeah, Stan.
More and more.
Yeah, no, Stan's great. Mm. Another one is Amazon Prime. I watched a movie, actually I watched a bit of two movies. One movie, He's All That, which is a remake of She's All That.
Is that Amanda Bynes or whatever? Was that? She was in She's All That, wasn't she?
That was Freddie Prinze Jr. Freddie Prinze Jr. and an unnamed lady.
Yes, and that was He's All That. Was that She's All That?
Anyway, well, which one did you watch? He's All That or She's All That?
I watched He's All That.
And that's a remake of She's All That.
Remake of She's All That. But He's All That stars someone who's big on TikTok. So that's the way to get famous now.
Amanda Bynes was She's the Man, by the way, not He's All That.
Yeah, different film, yeah. So get yourself 60, 70 million TikTok.
Oh, Addison Rae.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, very poor material.
Do that. My son's all over, though. So yeah, my 12-year-old son said she's big on TikTok.
Yeah.
And that's why she gets a movie.
Oh, that's fair enough.
And so that one, I watched a bit of that. Safely say, not into it. I'll give that.
Out of 48?
I'll give that 20. 20 out of 48.
You've got to remember, sometimes you've got to, you know, and reviewers in particularly The Guardian will mark themselves out as, I hate this, in order to, in the things that they have to give 5 stars to, in order to make themselves even seem more pretentious and woke. So you need to hammer some things in order to give higher praises to other things.
All right,
so 20's not a nut. 20's too high. What do you really think of He's All That?
I'll give it 0.
Thank you.
Can I ask a serious question about doing a review, though? So if I, for example, if someone gave me a beer, I don't like beer, so I would think it was gross, even though it's probably a really good beer. So what do you have to do? If you're not into that genre, do you just take yourself out? Like, if Jeezy's never going to like that.
I've got to fill the page. I've got to produce copy. So,
but that's like during comedy festivals when they get the people from the lawn mowing departments and the, and drive to go and review comedy.
And they can just write off your whole career.
Yeah, exactly. Normally they do Utes, but tonight I'm seeing Dave Hughes.
Wasn't funny. Never been funny. Yeah. Do not see this guy. At least they should admit that people were laughing. When they don't do that, that's really annoying.
Yes.
Like, what? Didn't hear everyone laughing around you. People with senses of humour.
Sorry, I've taken this down the wrong track.
Now let's go with the actual review that I'm doing today, which is Cinderella, which is a film on Amazon Prime.
How many more times are we going to do this?
Came out. It's just come out, in fact. It stars Camila Cabello.
Eliza and I watched it last week, Husey, so I'm listening to this as a learned person.
Well, let's get both of your scores at the end.
Yeah, good. We might add them together. Now, let's give an average. This is a bit from the film.
I am your fabulous godmother. Do you want to go to that ball and meet a bunch of rich people who will change your life?
Yes, I was just crying and singing about it like 2 minutes ago.
Then go, you shall!
So if you don't know the story...
This is different.
Dad, you said you wanted to be a businesswoman.
No, a lot of fun. So if you don't know the story of Cinderella, she is an orphan who lives with her stepmother, who's a terrible person.
Yeah.
But that's got nothing. I don't want any step parents to think that reflects on you. It doesn't. She's absolutely, most step parents are great.
I don't reckon there's a step parent listening who was offended or thought you might have been referring to them. But that disclaimer was sweet.
Anyway,
self-preservation,
Ed.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch the whole film. So,
well, it's Cinderella, though. It's safe to say we know how it ends.
From what I watched, there was a great... it's all modern songs in the film, isn't it, Aaron? They're all modern songs. There was, or not yes. completely modern. Some of the... When I say modern, I mean from, you know... Anyway, there was Material Girl from Madonna. That was one of the songs. Yes. My daughters were like, what's this about, Dad? Awesome. And I said that, you know, she it. Wants to marry a rich guy.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, fair enough.
Something we can all aspire to.
I'm going to give it...
out of 48.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 39 out of 48.
That's pretty high. Aaron Mullen?
Yeah, what are you giving
well,
it?
I didn't watch the end as well, and Eliza, I was quite distracted. So, but I loved the bits that I saw, so I'm going to go with 42.
Yeah, it's a pretty good result. If you combine those two, you're over 40, I think. I'm not good at maths. I am good at maths, but I can't be bothered doing the maths on it. But Ed, you had something to say about some of the cast members, or is that you going to keep that to yourself? Or I don't know.
Oh, no, James Corden's in it, which means it's already in deep trouble.
Today FM, Sydney.
So everyone meant to stay at home. It's the only way, apparently, we're going to stop the spread of the virus. And I agree. Like, stay at home if you can. Please stay at home. The children are all at home. You know, they're climbing the walls a bit. We know that.
Yeah.
But think about children. They are inventive and they find a way to have fun. And I've got three of them. My son is 12. He's just focused on basketball and he's got a phone now. So he's just texting. I don't know who. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe look into that. Yeah.
Anyway, so, but my daughters don't have their own phone and they're not as into gaming online, so they are more inventive. And yesterday I walked into the, I think it was a lounge room or maybe it was the toy room, and there was only one of them there. It was 8-year-old Tess was there, and I said, where is Sadie, who is her 10-year-old sister? And she pointed to a suitcase, the same suitcase I took to New Zealand. We went on that trip, and she said... She's in there. And I said, why is she in there? And I've actually recorded it, which you can see it on the internet, on the Hughie, Ed and Aaron page and socials. Just have a listen. This was recorded yesterday. What was going on?
How long can Sadie stay in a suitcase? And so far, it's 10 minutes. Don't worry, we gave her food.
And water. And books and a flashlight.
Are you enjoying yourself in there?
Yeah.
So how long has Sadie been in the suitcase?
38 minutes.
You've done it! Yes!
So she ended up staying in the suitcase for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I got some alarm bells going off.
And her sister was feeding her food. She was eating crackers in there. She had a little torch she was able to read in the suitcase.
That's fun.
Did she have air?
Yeah. She had a little air hole at one point... her sister said she's got an air hole, but she's using the torch, so there's not a lot of air in there. But she was happy in the suitcase. It was an adventure. Her sister, when she got hot inside the house, her sister wheeled her outside. So she was in the. So she spent the last 10 minutes in the backyard in the suitcase. So
wow, what a game!
She achieved. She achieved it. You know, it was
amazing.
It's a wonderful journey. You can follow it online.
Fantastic.
It's funny that because our game at the moment, Eliza and I, involves suitcases as well, not her being in one, but we've been playing airports for the last three or four nights. So we get the two suitcases out and I wheel one, Eliza wheels one. She generally leads the way unless she's, you know, sometimes she wants me to lead. And we walk down the hall and just put the suitcases next to the front door and then sit down and wait for our plane.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Don't know.
There's no destination discussed?
Sometimes Grandma, sometimes Annie and Jimmy, sometimes to see her friend Imi from school. It just depends, you know. It's a real mixed bag.
No, you know what it reminds me of? I once had a fight with an ex-girlfriend. We were staying in a hotel in Sydney in Broadway. There's a bus sort of depot there in Broadway.
Yeah, absolutely,
We're staying at the one of the hotels. Was
I know
right
the one. There's one that overlooks it. I've stayed there. Yes. I know the one.
And
that overlooks
We had a fight and she went down there with her suitcase at like 1 o'clock in the morning and was waiting for a bus.
You're not, you're going to struggle.
There's no buses.
No. There's not much going down Parramatta Road at that time. You try and get yourself out of there, and that's good luck to you. You're in there for a bit.
About 2 to 3 hours of her sitting at the bus stop, she just came back.
Nice trip.
We can work this out. Are we going to ask the question about what kids
are
up to?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yes. How? What are the kids doing to get through lockdown? What games are they inventing? What are they doing with themselves at home? How are they amusing themselves? Is there a game that you've invented that the kids are absolutely loving that's helping them get through the lockdown?
How long can you stay in a suitcase with it zipped up? Enough room to breathe, though, must say. You just got to keep that out there. Breathing is really important, by the way. Mm. It's the most important thing in life, actually. Well, we don't think about that enough, do we?
Oh, no, don't.
Here we go.
Don't start.
No,
it's a good point, to be honest. I don't think about it really at all.
Hey, well, the idea is that you don't need to. Your body already knows how to do it. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but value the breath. Your body's so intelligent that it can do it. But anyway, so it was an endurance test. We filmed quite a bit of it, documented it for the internet. Here's a tiny bit of what went on.
Really? Saving a mandarin. Never stop that. And we're also going on around the world trips like this.
That was her wheeling, wheeling. That was Tess wheeling Sadie in the suitcase. It's got wheels on that suitcase. So yeah.
There's so many different games being played. We're all going to learn something. Lauren, what are the kids doing?
We have had to get inventive. We've started a little game with our little Bluey and family figurines. Mm-hmm. The kids come out and they've been kidnapped from their little house. And the kids follow probably to them an annoying list of little games and clues to try and rescue them.
That's a great idea.
I'm thinking Liam Neeson. I'm thinking I love it.
That's a top idea.
Yeah.
Mysteries are a good idea. Our kids do mysteries as well. So, yeah.
What are their mysteries?
How do you solve the mysteries? Oh, well, they had one the other day. I don't know if they got off the internet, but who committed the murder? And then the final clue was they were wearing a skirt and it happened to be the female. And my daughters were angry about it. Why does it have to be a female? Because they're wearing a skirt.
To be honest, most murderers are men, so it's actually quite progressive.
Yeah, well, that's right.
From a feminist perspective.
Nadia, what game have they invented?
Okay, so I've got two girls, and they started off with a small game of Barbies, but now they've turned my whole house into the Barbie dream house. So all these Barbies, they each have their room. They have, they've added incorporated My Little Pony, so they have their stables out the back as well, and their plastic dogs. And every time I move something, of course, I've then, you know, like evacuated them out of their house. So it's the drama, you know, like kick someone out of there in this trying time. So, So it's
terrible. Isn't that so annoying? My son's like that. Three years old. He puts his Transformers. If you move Prowl or Bumblebee 1 centimetre, it is the end of the world.
They've got to realise that life doesn't always work out.
Thank you.
Every now and again, you get, you know, your dream house gets demolished.
Correct.
For, you know,
what you thought life was going to be doesn't always.
Oh, great.
My kids have invented a game to mess up my kitchen. How much mess they can make.
Oh, yeah.
Let's cook.
And they're really good at that game, I'm guessing, Grace.
Oh, great. They love making cupcakes and pancakes and cake.
Tasty.
And then they just leave it there.
Just move on. Why can't cleaning up be a game? Why can't that be the most fun?
Excuse me, my favourite Simpsons episode where Marge is trying to get Bart and Lisa to clean and Homer to clean. They won't clean. Then they all go to the theme park the next day. First ride is the cleaning the house ride. And they're all going, I want to go on the cleaning house ride. And then they're all pretending to clean for fun.
You know what? A good way to do it, though, is, as my wife's invented, is the time lapse. To put the phone on time lapse and watch yourselves clean an area. They can get into that.
Watch it back. That's a great one. I'm going to clap that in. That's smart, Holly. Well done, Holly. And you're on just wandering in and out on your phone.
Today FM, Sydney.
The question has to be asked, is our children learning? So I've got three at home. They're homeschooling. I don't know what they're doing during the day. It seems to be done by lunch.
My wife's
a teacher.
Yes,
she's on the computer all day yelling at children. Mm. You know, I don't know. Is it a dog's breakfast?
What's how about this? 1 in 10 year 9 students cannot reach the national standard for reading. 1 in 10, that made me nervous.
Oh, I know. That would be normal, wouldn't it? I think
1 in 10?
Yeah, there's a lot of non-readers out there. You don't need to read anymore. You just watch, you know, YouTube clips.
People learn at different speeds. But I'm Sandra from Taramari. You are a teacher.
Yes, I am.
Well, do you believe, as Husie does, that kids, quote, don't need to read because they've got YouTube?
No, I don't agree with Husie. Sorry, Husie, I love you, but that's not right.
Yeah, but my wife is a teacher as well, and she wouldn't agree. Yeah,
she wouldn't.
No, she doesn't agree. Often doesn't agree. But you're on Zoom with your class every day. Is that right?
Yes, yes. At our school, we have a great policy where we go on just twice a day.
Yeah.
Once in the morning for maybe half an hour, depending on what you want to do with them. And we either teach a lesson or read a book or watch part of an ABC documentary like on iView so they can, you know, watch current affairs but told in a kid's way. And then we discuss it. Good. So we're having like a morning lesson, and then we set them work for the day on Google Classroom, and they go off and work on that and send it to us throughout the day. We mark it, send it back. Wow. So you're sort of coordinating with them backwards and forwards all day. And then at 2:30, our whole grade, I teach year four, we all come on and we do Smiling Minds, the app, over Zoom, and we do a meditation every afternoon at 2:30.
You know, and can I say
that's a great idea.
The 2:30 smart because – otherwise, a lot of the kids are going to be down by a river or, you know, they can wander off, can't they?
Absolutely. We encourage them to get up and do stuff because otherwise they're just in front of a screen all day, which they're not supposed to be anyway. But we just want them to come back in case they've had something go wrong today or they just want to talk to someone. Because what you've got to understand is a lot of kids, they're at home, their parents are at home working, but their parents can't talk to them because they're working. And maybe their grandparents are looking after them, but they don't speak English. So they're all by themselves.
Aww.
And for their own mindfulness, they need to see their teacher.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Sandra, that's so lovely to hear. There was this great letter that a school principal in Sydney had sent out to all of his students. Yes, Blacktown. Really, and it made the point to parents, don't overly stress and don't, you know, be too regimental with your kids because they know what's going on. They're anxious. They understand that the world is not right, but they don't understand why they can't see their friends, that their mental health is the most important thing right now. We can catch up on school stuff when they come back to school, anything that you know, might not have been covered when they've been homeschooling. Are you guys, you subscribe to that kind of strategy, I'd imagine?
Yeah, we do. We do it across our whole school, K-6.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant program and our boss is just so, so supportive as far as mindfulness and wellbeing is concerned. Well, we're very fortunate to have a great principal. But, that's our sole purpose. While we're in COVID, everyone's struggling. People don't have jobs. They're not getting money. So these kids, they can see it. They're not silly. Yes. Children aren't silly. So they can see what's going on. Mm. And we can't say, sit down, do your work and don't make a noise. And they're at home on their own. They're not with their friends. They're in a strange environment. They want to talk about anything. They just want to see your face. So it's not about what scores are they going to get you know, what part of the class they're sitting in. And it's more about, they'll catch up when they come back. We'll make sure of that.
It's the security and the comfort they get from keeping seeing your face and knowing that you care and you're there. And I love that.
Absolutely. What a beautiful teacher, Sandra. You're
incredible.
A wonderful.
Can we shout out the school, Sandra?
You can. It's Hornsby North Public School.
Yes, I'm on their website now, and I tell you what, French Day looked like a lot of fun. That was a bit
French
of fun,
Day
wasn't it?
Was a lot of fun.
I get off the school website.
All our special days are a hoot, let me tell you.
That sounds amazing.
You, Sandra.
Can we just, all the teachers doing a great job, including my wife, who, you know, absolutely. And just let's keep the kids happy.
Yeah.
Great call. It's actually a great call.
The Today FM Morning Crew, Husie, Ed and Erin.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Here we go. This is the story of John and Annie. They matched on Tinder during lockdown. From their profiles, it appeared that Annie and John both liked hiking and beers. Unfortunately, it turns out that was the only thing they had in common. Husie is playing John, Aaron is playing Annie. These are the real text messages.
Yes, and Annie is a beautiful woman, no doubt about it.
Can we actually request that they send through a photo of the other person as well from now on? Just, I feel like it helps my character a little bit more to visualise who I'm talking to.
Well, just look how beautiful Annie is and just think that she's probably matched with a beautiful man.
Okay, thanks.
Here we go. Hey, cutie, someone wins the award for cutest smile on Tinder.
Haha, thanks. Sorry, but your opening line was horrific.
Aww.
Laughy face. Come on, you're way too attractive to be using that as your opening line.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean it. Your smile is gorgeous. Okay, Annie, let's start again.
Good.
Hey, Annie, yes. I like your photos. Yes. You seem like you know how to have fun.
Okay.
See, that's a way better opening line. Hey, John, thanks so much. I like your profile too. I see you're also a big fan of hiking and beers.
Yep, sure am. This lockdown sucks, though. Oh, yeah. I miss going for a hike, then coming home and having a bath.
Something about men in baths, by the way, that can be a topic for another day. That's just weird. Back to Annie. I only have a shower at my place, but that does sound good.
Tell you the other thing that sucks about lockdown.
God. What?
No SEX.
Oh.
Ah, is what it is, I guess.
It doesn't have to be.
Goodness me, man.
You should come over. We'll skip the hike and get straight to the bathtub part, winky face. I bet you're dirty. That's okay. I could clean you, winky face. Clean bath bubbles for my dirty little single bubble.
Dude, what the?
Yeah.
We literally matched 20 minutes ago. I think you'll be attending your sexy time bubble party solo tonight, champion. Annie unmatches John.
Come on, Annie.
Annie from Newtown, the suburb I lived in for years, joins us on the line. Annie.
No, I. Annie.
Yeah, Annie.
Annie.
Yeah. Annie.
Yep.
Come on, Annie.
No,
Annie,
tell
I'm
you where,
all with you, girlfriend.
No, you lured John in there, Annie, and I'll give you the line that where it happened. And Aaron, can you go to page two? Please.
When, submissions.
When Johnny says, yep, sure am, this lockdown sucks though. I miss going for a hike, then coming home and having a bath. What did Annie say then?
Oh, wait, I've got the wrong one. Oh, I only have a shower at my place. But that does sound good.
Yeah.
But that does sound good.
She's talking about a bath after a hike, not with him.
Annie,
I when feel you said like that's...
What do you feel like?
I feel like, you know, saying you like bath doesn't invite whatever was going on in John's head afterwards.
But
I agree.
You, after he said that he wants to have a bath, you said that sounds good. I mean, as the guy in this situation, you think that's a green light.
I think that's the one that would have set, I'm not John, but I can feel, I know what John's, I think that's the one, Annie, that where John thought, right, oh, here we go. Better get to my A material. I'm on here.
Look, lockdown's been tough for everyone. That took it too far.
Oh, Annie.
Was that really all between you and John, or was there ever any more correspondence, Annie? Be honest, you're still going to get the money either way.
No, the champion was the final nail in the coffin. That was it.
I thought even his second attempt at opening up the chat was just as bad as the first, to be honest. I just thought it had nothing.
No, and he just kept going. Like, he was getting nothing and he just kept doubling down.
Annie, you did say that he was handsome earlier on, didn't you, in the early exchanges?
Yeah, but what do you want from this? You said that was before all the cleaning stuff.
Hey, thinking, she thinks
I'm confused as to which side Ed's on. He goes between the two of them.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up.
You know, what people need to do is mind their own business. And what two big stars want to do on a red carpet in Venice is their...
Okay.
Business.
All right, here we go. So, Jessica Chastain from Zero Dark 30. What is Zero Dark 30 about, Taryn Molan?
It's about a nighttime.
Good job. It's about.
I know what it's about. Give me a chance, mate. It's about 9/11. It's about finding Osama bin Laden.
Yep, and it's about the raid on the compound.
Yeah, because of 9/11.
Joel Edgerton playing one of the.
Wouldn't have happened without 9/11, though, would it?
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. She's in a movie called, no, a TV series called Scenes from a Marriage, which is very popular.
Yeah, and also in that with her is Oscar Isaac, who is in your Star Wars, and he's about to play Francis Ford Coppola in a movie about The Godfather, because we need more content about that.
Good. They're on the red carpet, and they've got one arm around, she's got her arm around him.
And I need to say something here. You've got to remember that actors aren't right.
No.
What do you mean by that? Right.
They're morally bankrupt.
Oh, yes.
They have no, they say, oh, we're just artists. No, they're morally bankrupt.
Not all of them, mate.
Absolutely. They'll do whatever they want and then throw it under the excuse of art, Aaron Mullen. You've got to remember that.
But no, but also.
Very true.
But some they're comfortable with each other because but during the That's scenes right. from a marriage, they have a lot of intimate scenes on camera
they
and
do.
Some of that spills to off camera.
Oh.
And a lot of them end up with each other. And
Absolutely,
that's just
they
the
do.
Way the cookie crumbles.
Like they are?
No, because they're human, mate.
Morally?
Mate, I tell
corrupt.
You what.
Bankrupt.
You can get two people working at a 7-Eleven. They're both behind the counter. Before you know it, they're doing the wild thing. Left
Actually,
their
yeah, that's a really good
partners.
Point. Yep, yeah, that's a really good point. Happens a lot, not just actors.
If you are someone who, quote, works at a 7-Eleven and you've ended up with your workmate, quote, doing the wild thing, 13-10-60.
On the Devon slicer?
You shall be rewarded. There is no check. That's never happened.
Any convenience.
All right, if you
They don't think they've got a slicer at the 7-Eleven.
No, they do.
The convenience stores.
I used to work at Night Owl in Brisbane in Inogra, and the Devon slicer was... Big.
Yeah, generally, I would say. Look, possibly if you're in the deli section at your local supermarket. I know that I had mad crushes on the deli girls at my local Woolies when I was a trolley boy back in 1986.
See, I would have gone with the bakery department as having the hotter chicks, but the deli.
Yeah, but the deli department had the roast chicken that they would give you. You get a quarter of roast chicken.
Did the deli girls give you?
Yes. Quarter roast chicken. Off you go. Tuck into that, young lad.
With seasoning or like the stuffing?
The stuffing! Anyway, back to what we're talking about here, which is sniffing armpits.
Yeah, so they're on the red carpet and they're sort of arm around each other. Click, 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 they're going. And you got in the Venice Film Festival, click, 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 click. And then Oscar Isaac starts sort of moving up Jessica Chastain's arm. And you're like, yeah, she's married. And then underneath he's gone, yeah, here we go, this is me. He's got right into her pit and just given it the big, both nostrils. In we go.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it as in.
Okay, I've got a question for you.
It's okay to do it.
When you were on, so Mars Singer, there you are, there's Osha, the mullet's doing his thing, and you think to yourself, I'm having a great time. Come here, Jack, lift the arm.
Well, on the subject of Jack, didn't Jack.
You made me sniff your armpit because you said it doesn't stink and you were wrong.
I didn't make you, mate. You're free will. I'm not carrying guns with me.
You know,
you had a decision
I've still
to make.
Got a job, luckily. So
I wouldn't
decisions
have.
Decisions made.
Oh, no, look, no
for longevity.
No work.
Yeah.
No sniff, no work.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it didn't help.
No sniff, no salary.
Yeah. No sniff, no salary. That's the best one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you're running here? Yeah. Well, that's disgusting.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew catch up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram